Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the monsoon session of Parliament a true celebration of the country's collective achievements, says the whole world witnessed India's military power during Operation Sindoor as hideouts of masterminds of Pahalgam terror attack were demolished in minutes. Both houses face adjournments amid sloganeering by opposition over various issues on first day of monsoon session. Government says investigation on AI-171 plane crash is being done in a transparent manner by AAIB. Met Department issues red alert for rain in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh and orange alert for South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. Drone strikes by Ukraine disrupt air travel in Moscow. Over 140 flights cancelled, major airports closed and passengers left stranded. And in squash, teenager Anahat Singh to lead Indian contingent at World Junior Squash Championships starting in Cairo today. The monsoon session of Parliament has begun today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the session will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. Addressing the media outside Parliament this morning, before the beginning of the session, the Prime Minister said the session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of our collective achievements.
ये मानसून सत्र राष्ट्र के लिए एक अपने आप में विजयोत्सव का रूप है और जब मैं कहता हूँ कि सत्र राष्ट्र गौरव और विजयोत्सव का सत्र है तो सबसे पहले तो मैं पहली बार इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पर भारत का तिरंगा झंडा वहाँ लहराना यह हर देशवासी के लिए गौरव की पल है.
The Prime Minister said the whole world has witnessed the strength of India's military power. He said during Operation Sindoor, Indian soldiers achieved their objective with 100% success, demolishing the masterminds behind terrorism in their hideouts.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी. और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च, इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं, मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं, उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
Prime Minister Modi said rising above party lines and prioritizing the nation's interest, representatives from most political parties traveled to various countries and collectively led a highly effective campaign to expose Pakistan's role on the international stage. The Prime Minister said India has endured many violent challenges, be it terrorism or Naxalism, but today the influence of Naxalism and Maoism is shrinking rapidly. He said the red corridors of the past are now transforming into green zones of growth and development. He said today India is moving ahead at a fast pace.
जब 2014 में आप सब ने हमें जिम्मेवारी दी, देश फ्रेजाइल 5 की अवस्था से गुजर रहा था. 2014 के पहले वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्था में हम 10वें नंबर पर थे और आज भारत तेज गति से दुनिया की तीसरे नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है, दरवाजे पर दस्तक दे रहा है.
The Prime Minister remarked that the monsoon symbolizes innovation and renewal, highlighting that current weather conditions across the country are progressing favorably, bringing beneficial forecasts for agriculture. On the first day of the monsoon session, both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournments amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including discussion on Operation Sindoor. The presiding officer repeatedly appealed to the opposition members to take their seats and participate in the zero hour. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee is scheduled at 2:30 p.m. to decide on the agenda of discussion. He said the government is ready for discussion, but the opposition MPs are protesting in the well of the house, which is not right.
इसलिए मैं अपील करता हूं कि सरकार चर्चा के लिए रेडी है. आप लोग भी आ जाइए चर्चा के लिए.
We now go over to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in Parliament for more. Anupam, it's the first day of the monsoon session. What update can you bring us on the proceedings in both houses?
Yes, Volta, on the first day of the monsoon session today, both houses of Parliament witnessed uproar. Opposition MPs raised slogans demanding immediate discussions on the issues, including the terror attack in Pahalgam and India's action during the Operation Sindoor. Amidst the uproar in Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured that the government is ready to discuss all the issues. A meeting of the Business Advisory Committee of the Lower House will be held shortly from now, where the opposition members will put forth their demands on the subjects of discussion. Amid continuous uproar of the opposition, Speaker tried to run the question hour, but due to noisy scenes, he adjourned the Lok Sabha till 12 noon, and later the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, but the question hour went there smoothly. Valsa, Lok Sabha today paid tributes to victims of Pahalgam terror attack and Air India AI-171 plane crash. It also expressed grief over the loss of lives and properties in natural disasters in different states. The House congratulated Group Captain Suhansu Shukla for his successful voyage to the International Space Station. Valsa, currently the Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 4 p.m., and the Rajya Sabha has taken up the bills of Letting Bill 2025.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, so much for all those details. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oath to two elected and three nominated members of the Upper House of Parliament. The two elected members are Birendra Prasad Baisya of AGP and Kanadpur Kayastha of BJP from Assam. The nominated members are Dr. Meenakshi Jain, C. Sadanandan Master and Harshvardhan Shringla. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to seven of its former members who passed away recently. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has accused that the government is not allowing the opposition members to speak in the House. Speaking outside Parliament, he alleged that only the ministers are allowed to speak in the House, but opposition members are not allowed to speak.
हाउस में डिफेंस मिनिस्टर को बोलने देते हैं उनके लोगों को बोलने देते हैं मगर अगर विपक्ष का कोई कुछ कहना चाहता है तो अलाउड नहीं है मैं लीडर ऑफ अपोजिशन हूँ मेरा हक है तो मुझे तो कभी बोलने ही नहीं देते हैं तो ये नया अप्रोच है मगर इशू ये है कि कन्वेंशन कहता है कि अगर सरकार के लोग कुछ बोलें तो हमें भी स्पेस मिलनी चाहिए
Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Mohan Naidu has said the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, is carrying out the investigation on the AI-171 plane crash in a transparent manner. Mr. Naidu said the process is being conducted strictly according to international standards, with the involvement of relevant international experts and stakeholders. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha.
We have to look at the final report, and I can say this to the House and to the people of this country also, that the AIB has a very definitive, thorough, rule-based process. They are very transparently looking into the process right now, and they are totally unbiased and looking into the facts. I have to tell you that the way we are seeing the investigation is through the facts.
Mr. Naidu said he had seen multiple articles not only by the Indian media but also the Western media trying to promote their own viewpoint. The monsoon session of the Bihar Assembly began with opening remarks of Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav today. The last session of the state's 17th Assembly will be a short one, with both houses having total five sittings till the 25th of July. The Speaker said the faith of the people is paramount in the elections and appealed to all members to help organise the upcoming Assembly elections in Bihar. When the House met for the day this morning, the opposition CPI-ML members, attired in black dresses, staged a protest inside the House over the special intensive revision. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary presented the first supplementary demand of around 58,000 crore rupees for financial year 2025-26. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Bombay High Court today acquitted 12 persons convicted in the 2006 Mumbai train blasts case, citing lack of conclusive evidence. A special bench of Justices Anil Kilor and Shyam Chandak quashed all convictions, including 5 death penalties and 7 life sentences, stating the prosecution completely failed to prove the accused committed the crime. The court directed that the accused will be released if not wanted in other cases. The blast on the 11th of July 2006 killed over 180 and injured 100 others, marking one of Mumbai's deadliest terror attacks. The verdict comes 19 years after the tragedy. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Jammu and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department has also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said an orange alert for heavy rainfall has also been issued in North Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today.
The monsoon trap runs close to Jammu. Because of that, Jammu, Patra and several districts of Jammu region is receiving heavy to very heavy rainfall, and the highest rainfall is reported 180 millimeter over Patra. We have issued red color heavy rainfall warning for the region of Jammu. Coming to further western Himalayan region, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, because of the favorable monsoon condition, is also getting heavy to very heavy rainfall. We have issued red color for Himachal Pradesh. Coming to the Konkan area, the heavy rainfall also continued over suburban area of Mumbai. We have issued orange color for the Nagpur for next 3 hours. Coming to East India, mainly we have it very heavy rainfall likely over South Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and North Tamil Nadu and also Jharkhand.
In Delhi NCR, moderate rainfall with cloudy skies is expected to prevail during the day. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall continues across most parts. We have more from our correspondent.
Continuous rainfall has been lashing most parts of Himachal Pradesh for the past 12 hours, causing rivers across the state to swell. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, landslides have disrupted connectivity, leading to the closure of 468 roads and 3 national highways, including Manali-Chandigarh, Aut, Luhri and Paunta Sahib-Shilai. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours for 7 districts, Una, Bilaspur, Hamirpur, Kangra, Solan, Mandi and Sirmaur, while a yellow alert for heavy rain in 3 districts, Chamba, Kullu and Shimla. Anticipating heavy rainfall, local administrations in some parts of Kullu, Mandi, Shimla and Sirmaur districts have ordered closure of all educational institutions for today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, one devotee died and 9 others were injured, including 5 pilgrims, after a massive landslide struck the old track to the Vaishno Devi shrine last evening. Triggered by heavy rains, the landslide occurred near Gulshan Kalangar, damaging a booking office and an iron structure. The yatra has been suspended and rescue efforts are underway. A wave of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia led to temporary closures at Moscow's main airports, with at least 140 flights cancelled. Russian media reported widespread disruption at Sheremetyevo, Vinokovo, Domodedovo and Zhukovsky airports, as thousands of passengers were left stranded or forced to sleep on terminal floors. Russia's defense ministry claimed it downed 117 drones overnight, including 30 over Moscow, following 172 the day before. Teen squash sensation Anahat Singh is leading the Indian contingent at the World Junior Squash Championships, which started today at the Black Ball Sporting Club, Cairo. The championships, running till Saturday, will feature 234 of the world's top under-19 players. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the monsoon session of Parliament a true celebration of the country's collective achievements, says whole world witnessed India's military power during operations in Indore, as hideouts of masterminds of Pahalgam terror attack were demolished in minutes. Both houses face adjournments amid sloganeering by opposition over various issues on first day of monsoon session. Government says investigation on AI-171 plane crash is being done in a transparent manner by AAIB. Met Department issues red alert for rain in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. Orange alert for South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. And with that, we end the midday news.